Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. May reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliva scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ollum now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Ollum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ollum hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sims fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ollum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvis moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvis moves to third. Two outs. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Zimmerman to Verhals covering second. The throw back to home, and Alvis is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing right field. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rollins moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Orlando Peña now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals bunts towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Oliva moves to second. One out. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is walked intentionally. Rich Reese pinch hits for Jim Ollum. Bob Allen now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Batty now catching. Jim Rowland now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Horton now playing first base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carew strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Fuller pinch runs for Duke Sims. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roland fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. One out. Al Worthington now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Oliva strikes out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Virals strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Bob Allen. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner is walked intentionally. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Steve Bailey now pitching. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Bailey covering, for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-4 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to third. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar scores. Carew moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.